Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament.
Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His
grace. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp.
Praise Him with the cymbal and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes.
Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals.
Everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, as Pastor Pocker said, this is the last of the book of Psalms, and next week we'll go back and start our multi-year journey back through the Psalms. Here in this ending of the Psalms, this last of the Psalms, we have what you could consider to be one of the ultimate, or the ultimate, Psalm of praise to God. It begins and ends again with the phrase, Hallelujah, or praise the Lord, praise Yahweh, or praise Jehovah. This is again using the covenant name of God. This is the end of the Psalms. This is the ending of the Psalms, I guess you could say. What is the end of the Psalms? What is the purpose? What's the use of the Psalms? So often, when we're speaking with someone who wants to sing hymns, or who does sing hymns, someone who wants to take our exclusive psalmody and turn it into some quaint cultural thing, or some narrow-minded little, even Pharisaic thing, they forget, or one of their arguments is that the Psalms don't make them feel. They don't like the Psalms. The Psalms don't let them sing the name of Jesus. The Psalms don't talk about their experiences. The Psalms don't sing about them. That is not what the Psalms are for. So, right, they don't do those things. But that's part of the reason why you should sing the Psalms and not the hymns in the public worship of God. Here we have before us the ending of the Psalms and a reminder of the purpose of the Psalms, and that is to praise the Lord. It's not to make you feel a certain way. It's not to sing about you and your experiences. It's not to sing what you think is appropriate. It's not to sing what you feel would be a good thing. It is to praise God in the way that He has called you to praise Him, in the ways He has decided is appropriate, in the ways He has decided reflect His glory, reflect His praise, in ways acceptable to Him. Now, I'm not going to turn this meditation completely into an exclusive psalmody defense, but that is the reason we sing Psalms instead of man-made hymns. They're acceptable to God. They're given by God. They are what He has asked us to praise Him with. And as we look through this psalm, we see that. Again, we'll hear people say, well, it says here to use instruments. Why don't we use instruments? Again, it says to praise Him in the temple, the sanctuary. And we don't do that either. We are to praise God again for who He is, praise God for what He has done, and praise God in the way He has commanded. We are to praise God in the sanctuary. We are to think of Him in His heaven. The Jews, the Hebrews in the Old Testament, look toward the sanctuary as a picture of heaven. We have a greater revelation of heaven. We don't need that physical picture. So we praise God using the same words, but with a better understanding. Praising God in His heaven, in His mighty firmament. We praise Him for His mighty acts, for His acts of covenant love, His acts of grace, but also His mighty acts on the earth of creation, His mighty acts of providence, of all the history we see in the Old Testament and the New, all we see in the book of Revelation and other places of things yet to come, the mighty acts of God we praise. We praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Again, the words of man can never appropriately describe God. Whenever they try to describe His greatness in the words of men, they fail. Now, the next few verses talk about the musical instrument and the different ways of praising God. These were all given to the temple, to the sanctuary economy. These were all given by the word of God for the Levites, those marked out from the rest of the people, to praise Him with. To praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, the lute and the harp, the timbrel and dance. stringed instruments, flutes, loud cymbals, clashing cymbals. These were used during certain parts of the temple worship, the sanctuary worship, during the sacrifices, to draw the people's attention to certain aspects of what was happening in the temple. They were purposely used to draw people's attention to the slaughter of the innocent, to the shedding of the blood of the one who has not sinned, of the substitutionary death of those at the altar. We don't do those things. We don't use instruments. These instruments were not used in the temple, as near as anybody can tell, as accompaniment for singing. These were used during the sacrifices so that the people could, well, to draw the people's attention to what was going on. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now this obviously includes all humans, but this is more than that. All things that have nephesh, all things that have life, have the ultimate purpose of praising God. People, animals, the creation is called to praise the Lord, because the Lord is the great and mighty God who has created all things, but in covenant grace has rescued His people. The psalm begins and ends again, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And we'll sing here now, Psalm 150. Let us praise God with His words as He has commanded, as we sing Psalm 150, version 8.